Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from Churchill Downs for Kentucky Derby 150, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
All right, we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We will have the Kentucky Derby for you in its entirety. Our coverage will start at 8 a.m. on Saturday with HRRN. And one of the names that, who knows, you may be hearing his name come across the wire first is Tyler Gaffleone, the jockey of Sierra Leone. He's with us here. So thanks for taking the time out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks yeah, we bet on you a few times out here, so we were pretty familiar with your work. Yeah. But tell us about Sierra Leone and how you got on this horse.
Well, hopefully I didn't let you guys down in your previous bets.
Well, sometimes.
But sometimes.
Yeah, you made up for it. You know, nobody's 100%.
Yeah. Well, we got to fix that, though.
Okay.
But, thrilled to get the mount on Sierra Leone. Got a good relationship with him. Been successful in our past two starts. But he's coming into this race great. Thrilled with the position, everything. His mindset looks great. He's looked great out on the track, so all systems go right now.
When you got him in the Risen Star, did you have a choice in that one, or was that what, like, how did that start there with the Risen Star Stakes?
When a horse like him comes, you say yes right away. It's
really?
Not even a thought.
What stood out? Why did you just know, like, this is one I'm not giving up?
You know, if you go back and watch his previous races leading up to that race, he was so impressive. Just looked like a world of talent.
Is there enough? I mean, it seems like, you know, obviously looking at his past performance, he comes way off the pace. Can he come way off the pace here? Is there enough pace here? What do you think about this race?
You know, the Derby is always a quicker pace than expected. 20 horses, there's going to be a nice tempo up front, so I don't really worry about that too much.
How do you feel as riding a closing horse, when to move? You know, like, how do you, because you can move too early, you can move too late. How do you know as a rider if the pace is hot or you got to press it now? Like, how do you judge that being on top of the horse in the middle of the Kentucky Derby?
You know, it helps with the experience being on the horse. Kind of have an idea of his tempo early on in the race. So if he's 10 off of it, that means they're going pretty quick. If he's 5 off of it, they're going pretty slow. So you kind of base it off that. And, I've ridden probably 14,000 races already. So have a good idea of how quick we're going for the most part.
How within a fifth of a second or two fifths, if you get off at the end of a race, can you tell how close can you tell what the first quarter was, the second quarter was? Like, can you say, all right, that had to be 23-2? Or
I'd say I'm within 2/5 of a second.
Yeah.
Usually right around there.
Yeah, and is
it's
it
easier in the morning? The afternoon, there's a lot more going on, horses around. So,
And I'm always just curious too. When you see a horse ready to run, and a lot of times you're trying to hold him back. It's got to be that balance of you don't want to take energy from him, right? By holding him back. How do you balance that?
You know, it's a fine line. Fighting them too much takes, obviously they're having to work harder than you'd want them to. But fighting the restraint, it's just finding that nice balance, keeping them happy and keeping yourself happy.
Whose decision is it more, you or the horses? When if the horse is ready to go, do you have to kind of, you know, if it's not his style, you have to kind of sometimes make a quick decision, right?
Most definitely. From what I found, you got to go with the horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking to Chad Brown yesterday. He liked the post position of the two. He thought he might want to be maybe in the 3 or 4 spot, but with his running style being that, and he doesn't have that great early pace, that he feels like he's going to be okay coming out of the two hole. What's your thought?
I thought it was great. You know, I was thrilled with it.
All right, we are back here. We had to go break for a long time for reasons that we're going to end very soon because it's the stupidest idea in the history of radio. That's why we can't come back here, and we're keeping Tyler Gaffney waiting. I don't know.
Thanks for hanging out with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. We got the water and everything. So you've won the Oaks, but I'll quote Dwayne Lucas till I die about this. He's won Oaks. He said it's great, but it's not Saturday.
No.
Saturday's different, right?
It is. Obviously, I've never had that feeling myself, but hopefully this is a year.
Yeah. What's your best finish in Derby? I can't even...
Seventh in 2019 on Warwell.
Yeah. What's different about riding the Derby versus any other? Obviously, the 20 horses, but there's more to it, I assume, than just that.
Yeah, you know, it's everything that comes with it. It's the history. It's a dream. It's a childhood dream of yours, and, you know, we're all trying to make it real.
You've ridden 14,000 races, but do you get nervous when you're going to the gate of the Derby? Do you feel little butterflies when you're loading the gate?
I think everybody gets nervous, you know. It's a natural, and it's nothing wrong with it. It's, as long as you channel it in the right way, so I think it can work for you.
Is it traffic or a particular horse that has you most concerned with Sierra Leone hitting the finish line first? Is it general, like you just want to have a clear path?
I would say the biggest thing is just working out the trip for us. I definitely feel like he's capable. He has the ability to do it. It's just hopefully I can find him the right path.
What's the ideal way for this race to unfold for you? I mean,
just get a nice position going into the first turn, save ground, and save as much ground as possible and pick our spots. Hopefully we can find a nice out coming into the stretch and find him free room to run down the lane.
Who's another one of your peers, jockeys, that you admire? Like, do you watch what they do and go, that guy worries me a little bit. Guy's pretty good. Is there somebody?
You know, there's a lot of guys that we ride against. These are the best riders in the country, you know. You have the Ortiz brothers, Johnny Velasquez, Javier Castellano. The list goes on. I don't want to leave anybody out, but, I mean, it's a tremendous group of riders.
Everybody in this sport, whether it's a trainer, jockey, whoever, got a big break from someone. What was your big break along the way, do you think? Is there a race that stands out where, like, man, that really opened a lot of doors?
I would have to say the Preakness Stakes. Mark Cassie and Gary Barber gave me a huge opportunity. Picked up War Will, and he was instrumental for my career and kind of put me on the map and got us to where we are.
Do you think you would have finished better with War of Will in the Derby if not for that interference?
I do, you know. I hate to say it, but I do.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like he was kind of moving there and he got shuffled back. I mean, obviously it's your best finish, but I felt like you were going to be on the board if not in the circle.
Yeah. That was unfortunate.
Does that still kind of sit with you and you kind of think about that?
Every now and then something will come up. I'll see a replay or something about the horse and think about it, but you got to move forward and hopefully this is our year.
Is there a Derby I remember growing up that, like, was your first one or your first real excited when you're like, man, that looks great?
2003, Funny Side. Obviously, 2004 too, but Funny Side was the one that kicked it off for me. I was a huge fan of Jerry Bailey growing up. Loved Jose Santos, and they were kind of battling it out, that Triple Crown series, Empire Maker and Funny Side.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the ride. I can't remember. I remember Bailey winning, but I'm trying to remember the...
Bailey won the Belmont.
The Belmont, okay.
Yeah. Spoiled Jose for the Triple Crown, but it was a good little rivalry they had going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, we certainly appreciate it. I'm sure you got a full... How many mounts you got today? You're working all week, right?
I think I ride nine today.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on the card, especially Thursday.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Looking forward to it, guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Tyler Gaffney with us here. 939 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. As we are here with you on backside of Churchill, we'll have the race coming up on Saturday as well. I guess, are we doing this big pick six ticket?
I think we should.
Dan Cronin's willing to pick it. So
I just don't know how much we're going to raise on Wednesday, from Wednesday. But we got time.
Well, so. I think social media, the way it works. I mean,
Drew D at Venmo, is that what we're doing?
Hang on. Let me get it right. I'm not even totally sure.
Right.
I guess $100 a share.
Yes.
So it'll be sending 50.
No.
You will get it sent right back.
Right. If you want to go into a partnership with somebody,
find them. I'm not buying
them.
You a partner.
You do 100 to Drew.
Yeah.
You get 50 back from them.
And here's what we should do as well today. We should do a bet share today on Twin Spires.
I agree. Yeah.
Because it's gotten so much easier with the app. I'll text Gary Palmisano to see how many shares we can do. But I think it's 10. He might be able to
do it. I think it's more on the computer, but we're using the app.
Yeah, we're using the app because everybody uses the app.
And we're going up to see Ben Lawrence today.
Okay, yeah. So, right. But let's focus.
Focus. Sorry.
Stop name dropping.
Sorry.
Focus. So, sweet dropping, whatever the hell we call it. I'll bet you that we'll get that done.
We'll get that done today.
Yeah, we'll have somebody
put out social media.
We'll get somebody pick that, and maybe have Dan do that as well. But so it'll be $100 a share, And I guess it sort of depends on how much we get to whether we do the Oaks and the Derby, right? I mean,
yeah.
If we get like 10 grand, then I think we do it all Derby.
Do you do a pick six and then a super?
No, I think we do pick six.
Pick six only.
Because it's a group bet.
I know.
No, it builds.
I agree with you.
It's just, you know, I don't want to do it on one race.
Too much money.
No, no,
then maybe go to the super.
No, if we get a lot, if we get a big amount and it's Drew hyphen Diener, that's
Drew
D-double-E-N-E-R. Yeah, D-double-E-N-E-R. So if we get extra, if we'll try to get to 10 grand. If we get more than that, I say we use that on Friday for Friday pick six or pick five, something that builds, because it's fun to go, oh, we're live, we're together.
I think
there
are five stakes in the pick five on Friday.
You have really looked at this, man. That's good.
I think that's what we have now. There might be six. I need to go back and look, but
so it's $100 a share.
Yeah,
and be patient, me paying back out, because Venmo thinks I'm a drug dealer every time.
Let's hope that's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. We hope that's a problem. So if you want in, that's the deal. The bet share today, we'll sort of do a practice run with some of our regulars. You know,
I like that.
You know, Tino wants in, Bert hit Ryan wants, you know, the season ticket.
Caller Nate.
Yeah, but you got to have the Twin Spires app. So we're not. You can't Zealous Furniture, John. You have the Twin Spires app or you're out.
Yeah. And I was with Bert hit Ryan yesterday, Turf Club. It was awesome. And here's what I didn't know.
Okay. That spilled my damn drink, by the way, during that interview.
Yeah. Oh, God. Gosh.
That ice is something.
It is good.
That's
but what I didn't know is that in the Turf Club, the top of the paddock, that's all Turf Club. I didn't realize that. That if you go to the very top,
yeah.
I didn't realize that whole plaza level was Turf Club. So that added a whole new element to Turf Club that I really enjoyed yesterday. So shout out to him. Also, James B. Bean Distilling Company, there are about 15 spots left for Thursday.
Okay.
So use ESPN10 and go to James B. Bean Distilling Company, their website there. And you know, go to, you know, it's a really great stuff. And they have the Bourbon and Birdies event on the PGA week. But the Thursday event, there's about 15 spots left. And, you know, get on there. It's a great experience. Every time I go eat dinner or have it one of those experiences out the Bean, it's absolutely phenomenal. And they were so awesome to kind of sponsor us this week out here on the backside.
We have partners. We don't have sponsors.
Well, you're right. Partners.
We have partners.
Neither
How do I partners.
Say sponsor?
I don't know. Get that out of
it's
your vocabulary.
It's bad.
Get in.
Sorry, Bean.
Yeah.
You
sponsor
partner.
A Little League team. They're our partner.
You're right.
Take
but
care
it's
of
awesome.
Them.
And
yeah.
15 spots left for that one. And then there's something Friday, Oaked, which is awesome, too. I think there's plenty of spots left for that one. I don't know. It's limited, but
I haven't even
really
unpacked my laptop yet. This
I didn't either. I didn't either.
No, and for you to not do it, it's like a whole another world. Yeah,
I guess we should mention that Encino scratched out of the race.
Sure,
and so that means that Epic Ride, Adam Beskidza, and John Ennis are in.
Mark's brother,
Mark's brother, third in the Bluegrass to Sierra Leone and Just a Touch. So got in, but also you know.
Who all did we talk to today? I mean, we sat down, we lead off with the governor. We've got the PGA director. We've got Josh Hurd.
Josh Hurd, lieutenant governor.
Liz McCall, who was fun.
Oh, we talked to the owner of the ring.
Yes.
The ring horse. I can't remember. Michael.
The three horse of the
That guy was awesome.
That guy was awesome. And where's my ring? Michael
where's
McMillan
my ring?
Is his
Michael
name.
McMillan. Incredible. Tyler Gaffleone.
Yeah.
And yesterday we had Chad Brown. We've talked to everybody involved with Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Except for the owners. Where are you, Peter Brandt?
Love it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, so how was it yesterday? Like I made the decision yesterday. I've got to get some stuff done in the house. I'm putting together this video for this event tonight that, you know, they're going to tonight at Audubon Country Club. They're going to auction off 10% of a horse that Starlight has named Coach Clint. And obviously in honor of Clint Glasscock, who was our missing man formation over here this week. I put together a video last night that sort of condensed some of the video I did around the time he passed, added some music, added some things, and if there's a dry eye in the building, then I'm a misjudge of character.
It won't happen.
Because it was a labor of love, tears, and I don't know, necessity or grief or whatever.
Right. And Bellarmine Basketball wore the CG patch all
year.
So obviously Bellarmine Basketball meant a lot to him, and he meant a lot to
the Knights Club. He helped start the Knights Club. You know, the Knights Club has started sort of in the mold of Friends of the Ville, and that doesn't happen without Clint. And tonight at Audubon, they're going to auction off just 10% of that. Lord knows what that'll bring. And, you know, it's just going to be another, you know, another night to
it will be.
They got a lot going on there, but that's going to be a great, great
Coach
thing.
Clint. Yeah. There's some other cool auction items going to go on, so I don't know if there's any seats available left to go to this event tonight.
That's,
but
that's
cool. A wrap. Yeah, but
it's
going to be really cool.
Yeah.
So you asked about how yesterday went.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was our 5-0 Tuesday record attendance, over 15,391.
Okay. So of two, they started it last year.
Oh, it was the second year?
Yeah.
I thought 5-0 Tuesday was like a multiple year event.
No,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But it felt really comfortable. It was really a nice number of people. Not every single place was activated, but it was really nice and comfortable, and it was festive. I mean, you couldn't pick a better weather day, except for maybe today.
Yeah,
I mean, you come back today, you'd have to, if you took a picture today of Churchill Downs, you would have to Photoshop clouds into the picture.
Yeah,
there are no clouds in the sky. It's just going to be one of those beautiful days.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Now, I heard a weather report on the way in that was promising for Saturday.
I haven't looked.
It was one of the local, whether it was LKY or I don't know what it was.
You cheated on Jude?
Jude's your guy. I'm not cheating on no one.
You cheated on Jude Redfield like that.
For Saturday, it says chance or two, a shower or two possible.
I'm going to wear polo and dress slacks. That's what I'm wearing. If it's going to be 90 degrees on Thurby, there's zero chance I'm wearing a sport coat. I'm just not going to do it. Like, I don't want to end up in the hospital. But Friday, you know, thunderstorms are possible.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean definite. And then on Saturday, like you were saying, a shower or two possible early with partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. I'll take that all day on Derby Day. All day.
Oh, yeah.
81 degrees, partly cloudy.
Give me dry. Dry is the key.
Rain in the morning, I'll do. Rain in the morning, I'm okay.
It's fine.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Just don't do justify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell me it's going to clear.
Yeah.
It's going to clear. It's going to clear. It's going to clear.
Don't pee down my leg and tell me it's raining. I mean, that's what it felt like they were doing. They were just lying to us.
You guys were just soaking wet.
Oh, my gosh.
And Clinton is poncho.
I was editing a lot of that footage, too.
Yeah.
And there's a great video of him. I can't play the audio, but he's talking, you know, on the way in. He goes, "We're going to win the Kentucky Derby today," like into a speakerphone. It was great.
What's wild is that you thought that you were first and second.
Yeah.
Because Audible was third, beaten by Good Magic.
Yeah.
Who obviously is the sire of Mage and Dornock, full brother.
And it was the most Clint thing ever that he's worried about running first, second, and you just won the Derby.
Who cares about second?
Ran first, second.
You just got the roses, bro.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And so that was really, that's one of those moments that I know that you'll always remember. And, you know, that'll be great tonight.
Oh, it's with a phone that was dying and couldn't charge, a date that had been left somewhere on the paddock.
And we celebrated Clint's birthday on Friday. We went to Harry's. Ron Carmichael ordered a seafood tower. And everybody's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Are we going to celebrate Clint's birthday or not?" we're doing this thing.
Yeah.
So that was a cool Ronnie Carmichael moment.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, there are.
So, let's see. So I mean, I'm going to get caught up on here. We even introduced Josh Hurd to Coach Joe. You know, with the
that
NIL
was really
flip.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah, really cool. And I held off the urge of texting Josh Hurd during the coaching search. I wanted to a million times. I only texted.
What were you going to say,
Chris Beard? No, but I didn't do it. And I'm really excited about Pat Kelsey. I really am. We got to see Pat Kelsey today. We didn't get a chance to talk to him because he was talking to the governor, and then we were talking to the governor when he was available, so it was a little bit of a mess. But we'll get Pat Kelsey again.
Okay. We will.
We'll get him. I'm not even worried about that.
No.
You worried about it?
No. Right. I'm not worried about that guy being visible and engaging and everything else that goes along with it. So,
hey, Chase, who is the guy that visited Kentucky yesterday that's coming here? Just grab the thing because I know his name is
Great Osabor.
Osabor.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to mess that up, so I didn't even try. I wasn't going to say Yoshida Yahagi again.
And I like the way you said it the first time, though.
But Osabor.
Yes.
Okay, now our main competition, it sounds like Kentucky's out. That's what Jeff Goodwin was saying.
Yes.
But it sounds like our main competition is Danny Sprinkle. at Washington.
Well,
because he played for Danny's.
Strebel is refuting Goodman's claim.
Oh, we got beef.
And he said it's scoop, not scuttlebutt. So,
well, Strebel's smart to sniff this out, because Jeff Goodman, he's one of those guys that lives in the lower intestine of all these coaches. He's got to suck
lives
up.
Lives in the lower intestine.
He's sucking up.
A phrase that I don't know where you got that.
It's brown nosing. You know, it's the brown noser of the coaches. He's got a certain segment of coaches that he will brown nose on, and he lives in their lower intestine. And, you know, he doesn't like Kentucky.
Well,
and I don't think he's got that relationship with Mark Pope.
I think they just assume, because the kid from Oklahoma State, I don't know his name, committed there yesterday. He's a big man. So they have two big men now.
Garrison.
Well, Forrest and Oklahoma State.
What is it, James?
Last name is Garrison.
Garrison.
Garrison. Garrison. Yeah.
By the way, James, we got donuts dropped off by Derby City Gaming?
Yes, and it was right on time.
you were ready for it, huh?
Yes, indeed.
We loved talking to their GM yesterday. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that facility over there at Derby City Gaming.
That's great. Great.
We have donuts here. So take that, James.
I'll take it.
take that? Guy's working his ass off back there.
He's doing incredible.
You're taunting him.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is what you do. You're right. It is. It's exactly what you do.
If I'm not taunting you, I don't like you.
That's probably
right. Isn't that right, Phil Baker? Isn't that right? Yeah, there you go. Phil Baker behind you there. Sales weasel extraordinaire. But yeah, man, we've had a good run back here.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, it's in tomorrow will probably still be crazy too. Although a lot of people, it seemed like we're gearing up for today. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I think a lot, because Thurby has become really the Oaks.
You know what? You're right.
People don't come out here early. Like, this is their precursor. Thurby, everybody goes out to the track. So I think
get some out of towners out here tomorrow, though. I think that's what you'll get.
Mike Tirico and guys like that.
Well, but I mean, just like in terms of fans, I think fans that are probably, I think they, maybe they're going to Oaks. They've got in. I don't know.
Kenny Rice tomorrow?
Who knows? Yeah, yes.
We've got to get Kenny Rice tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, we'll get Kenny Rice. We will wrangle him in.
We got the birds chirping. And, I don't think anybody's been pooped on except for the lieutenant governor. So that's pretty good.
Was it her?
Louie got pooped on last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a hair product. And I put my hand through it.
Oh, that's not good luck.
And it was poop. And I was like, that's not good. But then, so I had to wash my hands. But then Louie had poop throughout his hair. It had been mixed. So it was not good.
No, at all.
It was not good at all.
Not at all. Anything else happened yesterday? I mean,
I was in the Turf Club. Oh, there's a really cool project I got to tell you about off the air. I can't tell you all on the air.
Okay, but good. The audience will love that.
The audience will love it, but you'll love it.
Okay.
And we'll be able to tell the audience about it down the road. But I just realized that I haven't told you about that yet while we're live on the air, and I can't tell you about it.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoy that tease?
Everybody enjoy that. But no, being where we are, I haven't really seen that many Derby horses, but there were a lot of them schooling in the paddock yesterday, Derby and Oaks horses. And if you're at Churchill Downs, you'll know that they're a Derby or Oaks horse based on their gold cloth or their pink cloth that they're kind of required to appear in if they make a public appearance. So it's kind of cool. And this was packed back here.
Yeah, today. And again, the real heroes today is Made Pro coming over to the house later today, and they're sponsoring our Get Diener's House Ready for Estrogen. To be in there.
Diener's House Ready for Estrogen. I don't think that's in the copy.
Not.
I don't think that's in the copy.
That's in, but make it presentable,
right? And so, what's your all's party plan? So tonight you have Alexa.
Yes.
From DraftKings, and you're going to the Bellarmine event.
Yeah, we're going at Audubon, and then maybe another party after that.
Oh, what's that one?
Don't worry about it.
Why is it super secret?
None of your business.
Why is it super secret?
And then tomorrow, the socialite Tom Mueller has a party for us as well.
Oh, where's my invite, Tom?
You're not, I don't know.
Gip, I'll text. Gip got me Notre Dame tickets.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Good. Good for that. I wouldn't overstay your welcome on this one, so you might want to pick your battles there. And then on Friday, we've got Luke Bryan after the Oaks.
That's awesome.
And potentially the SI party after that, but I don't think there's enough caffeine in the city of Louisville for that.
I don't know, man. You've got three women that you have to entertain, and they came here for a good time. If you cut it early,
I think
why'd they travel all the way here for it? We got focus. You load up with focus.
You act like they're getting nothing out of this. They're getting a free place to stay. They're getting access to the track. This is like...
Yeah, and go to bed early.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. So this is like... You're starting to act like Brandon Lang. Uncle Brandon is Max Carter.
I'm not going to get up in the Derby morning.
These women are selfless. Oh, and free place to stay and got passed for the weekend? Oh, yeah. Those poor creatures. Oh, man.
You're going to Barnstable Brown, aren't you?
No.
You guy Barnstable
Brown?
No, I'm not going to Barnstable Brown. Where are you going to Derby? What gallery?
I just told you. You don't listen. You don't listen.
You're holding stuff back. I know you are. I'm texting Tom.
No. All you're concerned about is me. What do I get? What do I get out of this? Why did I get?
Thursday night's the only night I'm going to be around town.
Oh, you are going to be around town?
On Thursday night. But like tonight, I got to go back. Friday, we have to play. You know, because you wouldn't want to go to Bruno Mars or Luke Bryan on Friday. You got to go see Finding Nemo for the elementary school. That's great.
Parent of the Year, Mark Blankenbaker, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
What role does your daughter play?
I'll find out Friday.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. I'll find out Friday. But after many repeated emails asking that on the first Saturday in May, the weekend that Holiday World opens in Santa Claus, Indiana, and during the Kentucky Derby, that we don't do a play this weekend. But no, we get the governor, we get the lieutenant governor, we get the athletic director of the university, but we can't get the principal of the school to respond.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great. He can say over the radio, Max is not going to be there till middle of the day on the radio, and it's fine. They hear it, and they note it, and it's cool. I get all these people emailed, no response. It's ridiculous.
Hate the player. Hate the game.
Ridiculous.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. That's a good question from Duke Grubb. Do I Irish goodbye my own house guests? No, that's only UFC fights.
You would just go to bed.
Yeah.
That's your Irish goodbye. You just go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd probably be it.
Yeah.
But that's what I did at UFC 300.
Okay. Yeah, you just went to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, how could you sleep with, like, kids being like, oh, my God, knockout blow. They're, like, you know, going crazy for every single.
I'm 51 years old, and I'd had too much to drink, Mark. You need more details than that?
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's how I woke up in a hotel room and didn't think it had an alarm clock with a dead phone. Because I had too much drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text about UPS jobs, text line. You know, all week long, we've talked about the partners out here that we have. Of course, you know, everyone forget about the people you hear, you know, day in, day out, like over at Fitness Market, online at thefitnessmarket.com. Whether you need a elliptical, a rower, a treadmill, weights, a sauna, a cold tub, they have it for you at Fitness Market. You know, maybe this week, you figure next week, you're like, well, I need to get the fitness regimen going again. They're there for you. Online at thefitnessmarket.com. Go in there. Look, I've got the treadmill. I've got the fluorine. I've got the dumbbells. I've got the sauna. It's great, and the sauna takes up so little space. I mean, it's about the size of a refrigerator. It's all it takes. So it's over there at Fitness Market, and when you get over there, tell me what you're talking about. I'm right here on the Near Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from Churchill Downs for Kentucky Derby 150, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
All right, we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. Hanging out with you here this morning. I've already got $1,000 in my Venmo.
How about that?
I was just checking it out. So it's $100 a share. We're going to have Dan Cronin, Keeneland Dan Pickett, because we had nobody else volunteer and step up. So
Venmo Diener.
We're gonna do that. And if we get, so it'll be a pick six for $100 a share for the Derby. And Let him, and we'll do the caveman pick six. I know there are better ways to play a pick six.
That's not
single,
how people want to do
but
it.
But people don't understand that, and it doesn't work. We tried that 1 year. It's the right way to do it, but it doesn't make sense to everybody. Do we have it? Well, we had it in this. No, we got to do the caveman pick six where we have this number of horses in this race, this and this and this. We're not probably not singling anyone. I don't know. I'll leave that up to
And
know.
Happy birthday to Mooch.
Yeah.
Vinny, buy her a share. Buy her a share in the Diener pick six.
What'd you get for her birthday? A share
a
of the
share
Diener.
Of the pick six. Yeah.
Second prize is 2 shares.
Yeah, happy birthday, Boo. She's awesome. I imagine they'll be at the Bellarmine thing tonight because they're at everything.
Yep.
No, I think there are
ten,
two Vinny,
ten Vinnies.
Ten
yep.
Vinnies and 3 Mooches.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah.
So we'll have... obviously, we'll have the race on Saturday. We'll have our coverage starting at 8 a.m. On Saturday. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we do have that. And, you know, again, 15 spots left of the James B. Beam Distilling Company. Their Derby week, Thursday and Friday event. Friday, they have multiple spots available, but 15 just for Thursday. You know, use ESPN promo code ESPN10. Do you want to hear the odds? The live odds.
Yes. Let's do that. Also, a reminder, we got Soccer City tonight at 6 o'clock. It says Inside Churchill Downs. We will not have Inside Churchill Downs on Oaks Day. I'll tell you that tomorrow. So we will not have that. And, yeah, go ahead.
Right now, Fierceness is the favorite at 3-1.
Okay.
3-1. And Sierra Leone, we've talked to a ton, all their connections, 9-2. Which I think is great value for Sierra Leone. It looks like the third choice right now, according to the TwinSpires.com. You got to scroll through. It's Catching Freedom, Flavian Pratt and Brad Cox.
Okay.
So that would be your third choice. And then Forever Young, the Japanese horse, Yoshida Yahagi, is the trainer there for Forever Young at 8-1. And then it goes crazy from there.
Hey, but our Where's My Ring's been bet down to 9-1 from 15-1 to 9-1.
Really?
Yeah,
really. I don't know that you're going to get great value on the Japanese horse Forever Young because I think so much money is going to come in from Japan. And I just wonder, you know, how that's going to go on the tote
board. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
I think it's got a shot. 5 for 5.
A lot of money across the planet here on this stuff, you know.
That's true.
On as well. So, So I'm looking at, Sierra Leone. Who's been underbet? Has anybody been vastly underbet?
Well, Mystic Dan was 20-1, 28-1. Catalytic is 30-1, 32-1.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Nothing. Anna Marie's been bet down from 20-1 to 13.
Stronghold's been underbet because it was 21, now 37-1.
37-1 for the Santa Anita Derby winner. When have you ever
Didn't
seen
that? Say crazy?
Right.
I mean, it's not like it won, you know, the Tampa Bay Derby, you know? I mean,
right. Track Phantom's the Joel Rosario and Steve Asmussen Track Phantom was 20-1 morning lines, now 38-1, so you get great value there. I don't know, man. And then at Brad Cox, the Just a Touch, the morning line 10-1, now 13-1. Really interesting how the odds boards change, but a lot of these are holding true. And, you know, obviously a lot of this money's going to come in Friday and Saturday. It'll really affect this odds board.
Chase got a story time here. We were talking with Cooper sent me a text yesterday. And I want to read it right because Cooper, you know, who remember famously, like when he'd been here like a year. Even I was like, when do I get my Derby pass? I'm like, dude, I didn't get Derby pass until I was like 30, all right? You know, 35 maybe, something. And they had to lay the law down on him. Next thing, he sends me a text. Chase is taking his boys to the paddock. The kid's learning fast. I said the force is strong in this one. So
there is.
Did you try to jump the shark too far? What happened?
No, I mean, it was successful. I had one friend wearing a T-shirt, and so it kind of
they sort of stood out a little bit.
It kind of made him look like though that he had been there before, like it wasn't anything special,
right? That he wasn't ashamed to be wearing a T-shirt. Like, that's what I do. Leave me alone.
We gotta have a talk about having friends that wear T-shirts to the track.
On
Derby week.
Well, yeah, he's gonna be there Thursday. So he won't wear a T-shirt on Thursday. But
it's going to be 90. He might want one.
So he doesn't live here, though. So I texted him, and I was like, are you in town? You want to go? And he was like, yeah, sure. So he just put a T-shirt on and came. But we tried to get in to – we got into the paddock at the beginning, got through the winner's circle first, and then we were looking around, and the drink prices are –
They are what they are.
Not surprising, but they are what they are. So we were like, we got to get somewhere – where there's inclusive drinks. So we went up to the second.
I love, by the way. Yes, yes, young Padawan. Yes, yes.
We
yes.
went up to the second floor of the paddock. I guess that's what you call it, right?
Second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's second
the
level.
Champions, yeah. like the railed off section, with the Champions Bar Plaza. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you go past that, there's the corner bar.
Okay. Okay.
And some guy tried to sneak in there right in front of us. So the security guard turns, follows him, and we just Trojan horsed like, right
it.
Behind
yeah,
him.
I love it.
You had a lead blocker.
I love it.
Yes. You had a
yeah.
lead blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fullback.
Three of us just follow right along, and then there was one open suite, and I was like, hard right into the suite, sat down, waited like 10 minutes, and then we were like, so there's no point in sitting here if we're not going to use it.
Right.
So you were supposed to have a purple wristband. We started looking around, and we were like,
oh, well,
okay, keep one hand below the table.
Yeah. 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 Love it. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Yes.
So we.
Yes. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's a natural.
We went up to the bar, and I was like, I'll go first because I have the pass or whatever. It at least looks like I'm supposed to be somewhere. And I was like, can we get three beers? And he was like, yep. Hand it over. We went right back, and we just kind of kept our heads down. We stayed there probably for an hour and a half. Had three drinks apiece, one mint julep, which is quite a chunk of change.
Yeah, for $22.
Yeah, and then some guy walked up to us and was like, "Do you guys have wristbands?" And I looked at my friends and was like,
"No,
we're not gonna lie our way out of this.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
We don't have wristbands." I'm like, yeah. "Nope." And he was like, "Please leave."
Yeah.
So when we got up, he was like, "Leave your drinks." And we were like, "Come on,
wow,
man.
I mean, yeah. Now at that point, yeah. yeah. Now, okay,
leave
I'm
your
leaving.
Drinks.
Leave
your drinks.
They're open.
Or yeah. what?
No.
Yeah.
I won. You so, lose. We're
so
leaving.
So did you leave your drink or did you crush it right in front of him?
Well, we were like.
I might have just crushed it.
My friend was like, "I'm going to take it." And he was like, "No. Did you pay for it?" And we were like, "No.
Nobody paid for it."
And then he was like, "Just leave him." So we put it on the rail. And as we were walking out, some lady came up to him and just started going off about something else. So we turned around, grabbed the drinks, went down the back.
Karma got him. Karma got him. Yes. Yes.
That's perfect.
It set us up well, and we went to the winner's circle for the rest of the time for all the races. And
hey, beautiful.
Took some pictures.
Force is strong in this
great
one.
Job. Nice. Great so. Job, Chase. You know, that's the new hustle. It's not because you don't have to sneak stuff in on Derby Day anymore. Now you want to sneak stuff in on during the week.
That's something we've lost, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's something we've lost is the ability to, watch people there for, try to sneak their stuff in.
You don't need to sneak it in anymore. So it's kind of, you're right. Like, my kids aren't going to know the exhilaration of getting, helping dad, sneak a bottle of bourbon into the track.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect the youth of this town.
Yeah, a little bit.
Over a quarter. Yeah, so Churchill Downs, y'all got to bring this back. Somehow, some way. We gotta start gaming the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drew Diener wouldn't be who he was if it wasn't for gaming the system at Churchill Downs.
Or Transylvania University. You know, all the way. Game systems for a long time. Yeah. What else we got going on this week? We got we'll have Louisville Baseball at Boston College. That's tomorrow, starting at 7 o'clock. So we'll have that for you. Also, a reminder as well, Nightward Bets, Bet the Run for the Roses. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $100 deposit with the promo code. So we've got all that going on here. So what is your plan today? Are you staying out here, or what is your...
Well, I'm going to go to the office for a little bit, change into my clothes, come back out here with Chase the Face. Are you going to come with us?
I've got to go home and pre-clean, and then I've got some stuff I have to
do. Are you going to hang out with us and Ben Lawrence?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But so I won't be able to be there quite as early probably as you.
Yeah. So probably do some handicapping, maybe a little Oaks Derby handicapping. Because yesterday didn't do much gambling, I'll be honest. We were out here in Turf Club.
What?
I think I started with $60 in my Twin Spires and left with like 54, made like maybe 5 bets. Just wasn't a lot of betting. It was a lot of talking. And if I can't handicap a race, I don't bet it. And there's a lot of social hour. So
I don't even have to deal with that.
I know.
Just pick a number, dude. Come on, you're out here. Pick
a number. A lot of sports gambling yesterday. A lot of sports gambling. Reds let me down.
Mm-hmm.
Reds let me down.
Me too. So they lose late, or what did that happen there?
I don't know. It was like a 9:40 start. I didn't see the game. I just bet the game. I don't know what happened. I know they lost.
So it wasn't a Santa bet?
No, it was not a Santa bet.
Speaking of betting the Derby, as it's right around the corner, FanDuel is the only sports book. It's the best sports book app you can bet it on. All new customers can get a $20 no-sweat bet on the Derby. So $20 no-sweat bet. So you get to $20 back. even if your horse doesn't win. So, you know, whether you're betting on Sierra Leone, or you know, you want to go fierceness, you know, whatever. You know, I liked was that Christina Blacker yesterday said, take a swing. Go for the long shot. So maybe throw in Stronghold. And if it doesn't win, what do you care? You're getting $20 back on bonus bets anyway. So just download the FanDuel app now. You'll see it on there on the promo code. I think I saw a 30% profit boost today as well. They got plenty of specials always going on the FanDuel app. They had Dinger Tuesdays yesterday.
Love that.
Gotta love those. You can look into that as well. If you haven't signed up, you can get $150 in bonus bets. Now it says with any winning $5 bet. We got to get on the same page with this. I got to find out about this because it was win or lose. Now it's saying win again. So if you have to win, I suggest making a $5 bet on the biggest favorite that you can think of. So I would try it that way.
You mean like betting Bobby Portis minus 8,000 and then watch him get kicked out of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I would wait till like a ninth inning baseball game that's like a 10-run lead and go, I'll take the team to win at minus 10,000. Yeah, we'll get back to your bad beat here in just a second. Must be 21 or older, present Kentucky. Verified FanDuel racing account is required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus. Sportsbook bonus bets that expire 7 days after retreat. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So what your bad beat was?
So, okay. So FanDuel, mm-hmm. right? They give you sometimes like exclusive offers,
like no sweat bet, or
and
was
so
it,
this
or was,
was
it
a no sweat single game parlay,
mm-hmm.
but it only had to be two legs.
Oh,
and,
really?
And there was no odds requirement.
Okay.
Or anything. You just had to bet, and it was bet and get.
Yeah,
and so I was like, okay, this is cool. I bet like the under, and I was like, I need one more leg. Give me Bobby Portis score over 10 points.
Because Dame Lillard and Giannis were out.
Right.
So he's going to score. I mean, his over-under is probably 25.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, this is going to happen. I just got to hit the under, right? Just to get the betting get, right? That's all I was doing. And
how'd that go for you,
Mark? He gets kicked out of the freaking game in the first quarter after scoring 4 points.
You were not the only one that thought this, by the way.
Yeah, I got
it's a reasonable thing to think.
Yeah. I still got the bet and get, so it wasn't like I was out all the money. But like that was the only reason I was playing, really, that particular time, was to get the bonus bet. But I was also trying to win the at stake again with him. We'll have to go with somebody a little bit more reasonable. But, yeah, that sucked.
He's on the list.
Not good. Not good. Oh, man. Well, yeah, I don't know. We'll get out there today. We've got to see what we'll get that. We'll have to tweet that.
Yeah.
Well, we may have to do that via text. I want to do like a practice run with the bet share.
We'll get a little matzo pie into the office today and do some handicapping. And Phil Baker will pick it up today from the Douglas Loop location. And it's all fresh ingredients, matzo pie. And it's just amazing. They have the cookies. They've got all the great pizzas. Jennifer Lawrence likes the cookies. You know, we got that confirmed.
Really? I didn't know that.
And she's also very happy that Kenny Payne's gone. So that's really great.
There you go. Reveal all the family secrets, Mark. Yeah.
We got that confirmed. So there's a lot of cool stuff over there at Matzo Pie, but go see them over there. Douglas Loop, Anchorage, they have the location over there in Clarksville now, and then over there in Butchertown, if you're ever going to a Loose City or Racing Louisville game, where you can use that Drew D promo code,
that's
FOD,
right.
the Friends of Diener over there with Loose City, so go check them out over there at Matzo Pie.
All right, we're almost getting ready to get started. I felt like yesterday was the day that I could, you got something there, Chase?
Great Ose War begins his visit today.
Yeah,
and this is a big. Is a big guy? Or
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
Big
from
guy
Utah
from
State.
Utah State.
He was all conference, very good defensively.
He's a sprinkle guy, a sprinkle product.
And
then why didn't he go with Sprinkle to Washington?
That's our main competition.
Zagoria, Sprinkle, by the way, has backed up Goodman's claim that he's out for Kentucky.
Out for Kentucky. Yeah, so. Take that, Strebel.
Yeah.
Nah, take Strebel. That, Strebel. Where are you at, Strebel? And Anna, did you hear Anna's voice yesterday?
Yeah, I tuned in and out. Yeah, what was going on?
Man, it sounded like she'd been at like a rave, like an ecstasy-fueled rave, and was like screaming her butt off or something.
Ecstasy-fueled? Why did it have to have ecstasy?
I don't know. I saw it in the text line. It was really great. It was really funny. But no, it was awesome. She just sounded like she'd been partying in Miami, and then she'd been partying in Miami. So, you know, that's kind of how that went. But I was like,
funny.
Man, she sounds terrible, but also it sounds like she's had a lot of fun. So that's good for her.
Oh, man. So I don't know. If you had to make a bet today, right now.
Today, right now. Okay. Well, Tyler Gaffalione told us off the mic that you want to bet him on Thursday.
Okay.
So he's got some mounts on Thursday.
Okay.
So I would focus on that. And let me see. The eighth race today is a stake.
No, I'm in the Derby. Is there?
Oh, in the Derby.
Yeah, I thought
you were asking for a bet today.
No. Like if you had to bet today, I mean on the Derby, if you had to make your bet today.
Because the eighth race today, Classic Causeway ran in the Derby, and he's running today in the eighth race, and he's the five horse. That would be my bet today.
No, but
I'm betting today, and I'm going to get 30-1 or better on Honor Marie. With
Honor Marie is 30-1.
Yeah, let me see where he is. It's always
it's
odd.
Weird.
It's
Marie. Yeah, right.
Honor Marie. Oh, actually, 13-1. Excuse me.
Okay, I was going to say
13-1. Just a Touch is God. Just a Touch. Where is he?
Is the eight horse?
13-1 as well. That's a great. I mean, I could see that happening 1-2. But yesterday when we had Chad Brown. There's something in his eye about Domestic Product. And am I going to really let Irad Ortiz go off at 29-1 in the Kentucky Derby with Clarovich Stables and Into Mischief Horse? What am I missing?
That Fierceness is in the race.
I know.
Yeah, look at Fierceness and tell me why you wouldn't bet a horse that just ran a 110 in the Florida Derby.
Rapoli,
did it with ease.
City of Light, Todd Pletcher, John Velasquez. It's got everything. City of Light.
If I'm making a win bet now, if you want me to, you know, put in a try and stuff like that, I agree with you on a lot of your other opinions there, but
last year's Kentucky Derby winner, Mage, his full brother is Dornock. Mm-hmm. They're from the same mom and dad.
But we've seen the Valvanos.
We've seen Venus and Serena.
We've seen the Valvanos.
Yeah.
One is not like the other.
That's true. Nikki just started his semi-glutide. From Tri-State. He's going to be more like his brother come soon enough. Now, he can't help all the practicalities.
How about the 959 arrival wearing too much cologne to cover up the scent of the BO? How about that?
This is what he asked me yesterday.
Oh, no.
He goes...
You're right. But your best theory is his last words will be, I didn't know.
He goes, I didn't know. Seriously, I didn't know that I had to refrigerate the semi-glutide.
It says refrigerate it when they ship it to you.
I know. And I said, how long did it sit out?
Oh, no.
He said, 5 days.
Well, it's no good, Nick. Lead a horse to water, man. Okay. Well, how much time we got? We can wrap it up now.
All right.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good.
See you later today.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.